104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:12. People freak out when they get carded sometimes, mostly because they were stupid and forgot their ID and they're mad at themselves, so they yell at you instead.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to me once or twice. Chris is on the phone. How are you, Chris?
Not bad. How are you, Andy?
Pretty good.
I've got sort of an opposite story. This was about when I was 22. I went into the liquor store to get a bottle because we were having a party that night. And I handed her my credit card, and she asked for my ID, and I opened my wallet back up and realized I left it at home. I was like, oh, I'll be right back. I got to go get it. And I stood there for a second. She said, well, go get it. What are you waiting for? I said, well, can I have my credit card back? And she's like, no, I'm going to hold it until you come back.
I don't think so, lady.
No.
She did, though. And I raced home and got my ID, and I went back, and she started ringing up the purchase. I said, no, give me my credit card back. She's like, what, you don't want the liquor now? I said, I'm going next door to get some beer.
Yeah. They can't hang on to your credit card. That's not legal.
She did. I never did anything about it. I really should have. Because
you should have. I would have been pissed because that is not, that's not okay at all. Wow. That's amazing. Thanks for the call, Chris.
Yep.
Bye-bye. I would have lost my mind.
I'd have been mad. I'd be like, no, that's my card.
You want to call the cops? Go right ahead.
I'm not purchasing it, obviously, because I don't have my ID.
Because two things are going to make you look stupid here. One, holding my credit card hostage.
Yeah.
And two, when they run my name based on the credit card, even without my ID, they're going to find out that I am well over the age of buying booze.
Ugh.
You toolbar.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 9:14, Hot 104.7. Christina Aguilera and Your Body, 921, Andy and Mel. It's Hot 104.7, 52 the high today, 42 right now. Just in case you were wondering, Tom Hanks is still pretty awesome.
Is he?
Here is the deal.
Okay, we haven't heard about him in a while.
Well, there was a story where he was up in North Dakota, like in Fargo, got pictures taken. That story's on our website, too. He was just sitting there and having breakfast at some random restaurant, and some guys asked to take pictures, and he didn't just take the picture. He went all out and was like, I don't remember exactly what the pictures were. I just remember he was really hamming up the photos and tweeting them and had a great time with these people in some restaurant in North Dakota. It was just like a month or two ago. And now, I don't know if you've ever heard of Nerdist.com.
Nerdist, no.
Basically, comic book, anything nerdy. They're all about.
Okay.
They do podcasts, and their website has articles and videos and all kinds of different stuff. Anyway.
Okay.
So Chris Hardwick is one of the guys that works there. He's, I think he's like the founder of it. He's also the Talking Dead host after The Walking Dead.
Of course,
on AMC.
You're interested in that then.
Well, no, I'm not that interested in his website.
Okay.
He just happens to be the host. He hosted one of the game shows on MTV back in the day. I can't remember what it was. It wasn't Remote Control. They had a different game show. And he was the host of that. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, so he's been begging Tom Hanks to come on his podcast.
Okay.
And he keeps getting blown off. So then in July, Chris Hardwick, who I just described there, he sends over a typewriter. Apparently, Tom Hanks is a huge typewriter fan.
Oh.
He loves typewriters.
Likes the antique ones
loves
and stuff?
Loves old typewriters.
Okay.
And so he sends over a typewriter and then typed on letterhead, of course, not printed, typed with this typewriter.
Nice. Good touch.
Asking him to come on the podcast.
Okay.
So Tom Hanks types with this same typewriter on his very old looking letterhead, Playtone letterhead. Dear Chris, Ashley, and all the diabolical geniuses at Nerdist Industries. Just who do you think you are to try to bribe me into an appearance on your thing with this gift of the most fantastic Corona silent typewriter made in 1934? You are out of your minds if you think that this thing has a great action and this deep crimson color. Wait, I'm not so shallow as to, and it types nearly silently. Oh, okay. I will have my people contact yours and work out some kind of interview process. Damn you all to hell, Tom Hanks.
Nice.
So he's going to go on the podcast, which is way bigger a guest than they should ever have on their podcast.
Right.
But that was pretty cool.
That was a good bribe.
It was,
it was.
Especially if you happen to know that he loves typewriters.
Yeah, they did the research.
Yeah.
That was impressive.
Yeah. I wonder if we could send a cool gift to somebody to get him to come on our show.
Probably.
I don't think they would, though.
If we sent them a cool enough gift.
It would have to be cool enough, but we don't have any money.
We don't.
No.
So I don't know what we could do. We could beg. We could tweet at them a million times.
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
Well, you know, sometimes people just say yes because you get annoyed.
Then they don't just block you. Yeah, that would work great.
Well, you never know.
Okay. We've got dirt on the way. Hang on. When the men... Morning, sunshine. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7. Hey, hi. Yo. Hi. This is Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
The National Enquirer claims someone is threatening to kidnap the star of TLC's Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Her family doesn't know if it's a serious threat, but they're not taking any chances. They've hired full-time bodyguard, and supposedly, they want to move to a nicer area.
That show is annoying, but yeah, that's not cool.
Not cool at all. Eric Dane, McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy. Of course, they just killed him off. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he has been cast in an upcoming TNT show called Lost Ship. Carly Rae Jepsen's masterpiece, Call Me Maybe, might not have happened because Carly was supposed to record a folk album, but her heart wasn't in it. In the end, she decided to give in and break all the rules and record a pop album.
Yeah, here's what it would have sounded like. Probably.
I just met you. This is crazy. My number, call me
May.
Yeah.
Weird. On TV tonight, Thursday Night Football, Tennessee Titans host the Pittsburgh Steelers. Also, 30 Rock, X Factor, The Vampire Diaries, the presidential or vice presidential debates on tonight as well. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and Brand X with Russell Brand. That is the season fall premiere. That's the dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 939. Did you know there is a new toothbrush that wants to rat you out for not brushing to your dentist?
Okay.
A company created a Bluetooth-enabled toothbrush that wirelessly sends your brushing data to your smartphone so you or your dentist can see a complete log of your habits. It's available for pre-order right now for $34, ships next month.
Really?
Yep.
That's great for kids.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I want to be ratted out to my dentist that...
No, okay, but if your kids...
Okay, on August 27th, I didn't brush but twice a day.
But think about if you have a hard time with getting your kids to brush.
Well,
you know, then that way you're like, and they say that they brush their teeth, you can check.
That would be cool.
So that's a good thing.
I have got to say, this new alarm clock app on my phone,
I
was telling you
it.
About it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I didn't mention it on the air, but I kind of wanted to give it a couple of days first, but it is awesome. It is called Sleep Time. I don't know if it's available for iPhone, but it is for Android for sure. And what it does is basically it tricks you into waking up, but it's also trying to find like the best time for you to wake up based on your sleep habits. What you do, you set the time you want to go to sleep and then you or the time you want to wake up. And then whenever you go to sleep, then you hit start and then you lay it down on your bed face down. And go to sleep. So when you're, you know, you're done reading or doing whatever, and you're actually rolling over and you're going to go to sleep, that's when you start it. And then it will try and figure out the best time to wake you up within 30 minutes of your alarm going off.
Interesting.
And yesterday, and both days I have woke up and I was wide awake when I woke up.
Hmm.
That's the thing.
I think it's all in your head.
No, seriously. It's like... It's guessing based on the movement because like your smartphone is sensitive to movement.
Right.
So based on that, now it isn't showing me my light sleep and deep sleep. It's only showing me a little bit of deep sleep, which is probably not good. But anyway, so yesterday morning, I the alarm went off. It doesn't tell you what time it is when it goes off.
Okay.
It just gives you a random time to snooze, and okay, then I hit the button. And I don't have any idea how long it was going off. But my alarm was set for 4:15.
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of bed and headed for the can, I look at the alarm clock on the on my dresser, and it said 4:07.
Okay.
And I was wide awake, ready to go for the day. And I got up earlier than my alarm even said. I might have fallen into a deeper sleep again and harder to wake up.
Maybe.
I did it again last night. Same thing. Only this time it actually woke me up at like 4:15.
Weird.
But I got a little more sleep than I did the night before because it keeps track. I got 7 hours and 14 minutes of sleep last night. The day before, I only got 6 hours and 22 minutes.
Huh.
And I woke up at 4:08. This morning, I woke up at 4:15.
Interesting.
Oh, first alarm went off at 4:10. I snoozed it once.
Gotcha. So you can keep track.
Yeah.
Kinda
I'm
cool.
Telling you, it's called sleep time. If you work early in the morning...
I might have to try it. We'll see. I'm worried that I would knock my phone off the bed.
Why would that be a big deal?
Because then it wouldn't keep track of anything.
Well.
And then I'd wake up and panic trying to find my phone.
Okay.
I hate waking up in panic.
I didn't knock my phone off the bed.
Okay.
And you sleep alone, right?
Yes.
So there's plenty of room for the phone.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I could scoot over.
I was trying to put that delicately.
Thanks. Thanks for reminding me that I sleep alone.
Sorry, I didn't mean it that way. By the way, Chris Hardwick's game show on MTV was singled out.
Oh.
That's what it was.
I should play that game.
Yeah. we have got our heroes of the day coming up next. Hang on.
Your hero, baby.
104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 9:52. Thank you for listening today. Heroes of the day, Mel, go.
I'm giving you a warning that this is really gross.
Okay.
Tuesday night, 52-year-old Sandra Mays.
Oh, you're using that one?
Yep.
I thought you were going to use the Zumba one.
No, I thought you were going to use the Zumba
one. No, I went and found another one.
Did you want me to use the Zumba one?
Yeah, because that one's gross.
That's what I said. It's gross.
Do you have it?
You go ahead and do yours.
Okay.
And then I'll grab the Zumba one.
A hungry South Carolina man tried to rob a pizza delivery driver by shocking him in the belly with a stun gun.
Oh.
The attempt failed, according to Daytona Beach police. Christopher Dondre Collins, 19, was unable to wrench the pies from the delivery man's hands despite the attack with the stun gun. Collins asked the delivery guy how much he owed, and as the delivery man used the flashlight to show him the receipt, Collins stuck a stun gun to the delivery guy's belly and shocked him.
Oh.
The delivery guy would not give up the pizzas. According to the Daytona Beach police, the defendant, Collins, stated that he was hungry and was just trying to rob the pizza guy of the pizza. Not of any money or anything. He was arrested.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I got mine now.
Okay.
Zumba is that popular fitness craze for women,
it's,
you know?
Huge.
Yeah, it continues. It's got dance, it's got aerobics, feeling like a sexy Latin American. All the women love those kind of things. Anyway, so
it's just too bad there's no R to trill in it. Right? Rumba.
Yeah, you could add an R, I suppose. Something had to be up when tons of men flocked to the Pure Vida Zumba studio in Maine, and there was. Turns out the Zumba instructor and owner of Pure Vida was secretly had turned her workout studio into a brothel and was having sex with men for money.
Oh.
29-year-old Alexis Wright of Maine was arrested after the investigation into 106 counts of prostitution.
Wow.
She was also arrested for tax evasion and for violation of privacy because she was secretly videotaping all the sex.
Oh.
Yes, Alexis allegedly made over the $150,000 from her prostitute work, which is probably more than she would have made teaching Zumba.
Probably.
Yeah. So far, none of her clients have been charged, although that could be coming. Alexis was indicted with a grand jury last week and could be facing 25 years in prison.
Do you think the giveaway to police was the number of men they saw going in and out of the Zumba place?
Yeah, they would have been like, that's weird. I know. I mean, some guys do Zumba.
There's some guys that do Zumba.
And that's cool.
But not nearly as many as... Well, there's probably more overall that do Zumba than go to brothels, but but the number you would see going in and out of one Zumba place is probably not.
Yeah.
Time for us to scoop Ben's in next. Have a great day.
Hot 104.7.com.